Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I can't believe how many songs I grew up with that this guy is responsible for. And I know you guys are younger than I am, so you don't appreciate the 80s postmodern new wave, new romantic movement. And that's fine. You younger cats with your Kid Rock and your Taking Back Sunday, your Iration.
I prefer Live to everyone.
You see, in the late 70s to early 80s, there was a punk rock invasion from Great Britain. Sex Pistols pretty much brought punk rock to America, and then many bands sprouted up from that movement. And then the post-punk movement erupted, and the sound of Manchester specifically, and to a certain degree, all of Great Britain, was embraced by alterna kids like myself. You had, of course, The Cure, The Smiths, Depeche Mode, New Order, etc. And then this band came along called the Thompson Twins, and they spoke to the romantic in some of us, not all of us, but some of us. And for some reason, that music resonated with me. From the very first time I heard You Take Me Up to Doctor, Doctor, and Hold Me Now and Lay Your Hands on Me and King for a Day, all of that stuff resonated with me, and I'm not 100% sure why. And throughout my entire radio career, I've never had the privilege of speaking with the mastermind and vocalist behind Thompson Twins, and now I'm able to as I welcome Tom Bailey to the show. He and the Thompson Twins will be playing with the B-52s for crying out loud, as well as Culture Club this Saturday night at the Sun Dome, which now I think is called the Yuengling Dome or whatever.
Yuengling Center.
Tom, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for the decades of enjoyment that you've provided with your music.
You're most welcome, and thanks for inviting me on.
Certainly a pleasure, sir. I hope you appreciated the introduction.
Absolutely. It's a strange thing, isn't it? And I, first of all, I agree with you that that was a little bit of a golden age when the kind of post-punk explosion came from the UK into the States. There was very, very interesting times musically there.
What was what was that like being a part of it? Because at the time, did you know that you were part of something so special that decades later we'd look back on it with such reverence and fondness? Or were you so immersed in it with Duran Duran and everybody else that you're just like along for the ride?
Well, I don't think you can appreciate things like that at the time, but it was certainly very exciting. You know, we were completely high on the experience of it. The fact that it turned out to be a little bit of a golden age of pop music, if you like, was something we didn't realize until later.
Do you, when you look back at MTV, obviously the video for Lies, I think it was like shot from a bed, if I'm not mistaken, and like you Thompson Twins were dancing at the foot of the bed with, "We're going to get you." MTV was such a phenomenon, and I credit it with making so many bands, and probably including yours, a lot more popular and marketable than you would have been without it.
Oh, for sure. I think we got really lucky early in the age of MTV. They were looking for something a little bit wacky from over in the UK, and they picked on our video for Lies, you're quite right, and it just opened so many doors. That was kind of very early. Not everyone had got MTV in those days, so it wasn't as widespread as it turned out in the end, but it certainly bought our tickets to America, yeah.
Yeah, it did. And what was your impression of America, Tom, when you came over? Because the band formed in 1977, and in the early 80s when it was down to the trio with you and Alana and Joe, that's when you experienced your greatest success. When you guys came over across the pond and started playing for American audiences, what was your impression?
Well, you know, at first people were suspicious of us, you know, because we looked strange and we didn't have guitars in the band.
Right.
So, what's going on? You can't play rock and roll without guitars. So there was a little bit of that, but I think they soon got used to us. And there was a minority of people who seized on the opportunity. I often think about this. And sometimes they get in touch with me now and say, you know, way back in the early 80s, that was the time that we could get dressed up the way we wanted to and come to your concerts. We felt safe doing that, you know, because you guys were weird.
Are you seeing a lot of that at your shows now? Like a lot of people dress up in the style of the 80s?
Not so much. I mean, it does happen. Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, I recognize some of the people from way back, come back to listen to the music. And you know what? It doesn't matter what they wear these days as long as they show up and enjoy it.
No doubt about it. We're speaking with Tom Bailey from the Thompson Twins, a three-piece at the height of their popularity. And I said before the break, when people find out who joined you on stage at Live Aid, they'll realize the cultural relevance that you had. How did it come to pass that not only Nile Rodgers, if I'm not mistaken, but also Madonna jumps on stage with you guys at Live Aid in Philadelphia, I believe 1985?
Well, I guess the connection, we were working with Nile at the time making an album, so that was the connection. And then because he just finished working with Madonna, you know, we all kind of got together and said, hey, you know, why don't we kind of fill each other's bands out a little bit, and we'll sing in your band and you can sing in ours, kind of thing. And so it was one of those days when people did those kind of things.
Yeah, now not so much, as people record separately across the country. Now, the synthesizer was an amazing introduction to music in the early 1980s. You had Brian Eno doing a lot of work with it, the Moog and whatnot. You fell in love with that instrument, didn't you? And isn't that what inspired you to kind of carve out a path for Thompson Twins?
Well, it's sure. You're absolutely right. I mean, and the magic moment, because synthesizers have been around since the 50s, in fact, you know, and I heard them as a young kid and was knocked out by the sound of them, but there was no way I could afford one. So the magic moment came when polyphonic synthesizers became within reach of someone with a modest budget, you know. As soon as I could afford one, I got one, and it changed the sound of the Twins, and it changed the way that I worked. I stopped being a performing instrumentalist and started being a designer of music, and that was a kind of really significant moment for me.
What's your live show like? I know you just put out the single Science Fiction, which kind of pays homage not just to David Bowie and his passing, but also Elon Musk and what he has in store for the future. How would you describe this newer work as opposed to your work with Thompson Twins?
Well, you know, I've very, very consciously and clearly made a pop record. So I've used the kind of disciplines and necessary skills of fitting everything into the 3.5-minute format, you know, which is the kind of golden mean of a pop record, because that's what I set out to do. And, it needs to tick those boxes of being foot-tapping and sing-alongable and stuff. But I guess also now I want everything to be about something. Like, it can't be just meaningless drivel. It has to have some kind of content that I feel happy to project.
So we're not going to see, like, a We Are Detective?
there are things that might seem as fun as that, actually. There's a song on the record called The Ship of Fools, which seems like a kind of goofy, funny record, but I would just say to people, listen to it and see what you think the hidden message is.
All right. I like that. Go see the Thompson Twins. Tom Bailey is playing with Culture Club and B-52s. I'm sure Fred Schneider is a riot to go out on the road with. I don't think I have that wrong.
You know, I've been working with the Culture Club, who are great fun, but I haven't met the B-52s yet, and I'm a massive fan. So I can't wait. I'll be meeting them this week.
Great. And finally, I would be remiss if I did not ask you this question, because I'm always fascinated by interpersonal relationships in rock and roll bands. When you look back at your time with Alana, would you say it's a good idea to get involved in a romantic relationship with a bandmate? Or would you look back now and go, gosh, you know, we probably could have stuck it out a couple more of years had we not done that?
Jeez, you know, there are no rules in love and war. Right? You just have to take it as it comes, man, and deal with it on whatever level.
Very diplomatic answer from a very diplomatic man. Yes, John Senning, a question for Tom Bailey.
Tom, as you know, you've gotten older and you're doing these tours now. Is there still a lot of women out there throwing themselves at you? A lot of groupies try to make their way backstage to get a piece?
So they tell me, but they manage to tackle them before they get to the break.
Well, look, not just ladies, but everyone swooned over the Thompson twins. They had that romantic music that spoke to your soul if you believed in love, and no song said it more than the very ending of. And I hope, I don't even want to know the answer to this question if it's no, but the movie 16 Candles ends with your beautiful song, If You Were Here, as Molly Ringwald and Samantha, her character, kisses Jake across a coffee table. Did you see the movie, and did you feel that that was the perfect song to end that movie?
Okay, this is the embarrassing truth. I never saw the movie.
Son of a gun.
But I have seen the scene that the piece of music is in.
You're dead to me, Bailey.
And you know what? It's kind of... very evident amongst American audiences that song is a really big moment for a lot of people. So I love to sing it in America. Even though it was never released as a single or anything, it's a massive song for us.
Huge song.
And I've even written extra verses for it.
Oh, well, I look forward to hearing that one then. Well, we'll see you Saturday night then, and I really appreciate the time today, Tom. Everyone go see them at the UCF Sundome, now known as the Yingling Sports
Center.
Sponsored Center, whatever. And continued success to you, and thank you for helping shape the fabric of my musical taste through the years. You guys crafted some amazing stuff.
You're very welcome. So glad that's true.
Absolutely. Take care, Tom.
And you. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Her name was Andy in 16 Candles, by the way. Imagine at the end of the movie, the man she has lusted over the entire film.
Ducky?
No, that's Pretty in Pink.
Oh, damn.
They find themselves alone, finally, at the end of the movie. This popular jock, Jake Ryan. And Andy, the kind of outcast red-haired girl. And they finally look at each other and kiss. Oh,
there's Emilio Estevez right there, right?
No, he was in Breakfast Club with her. You guys have to ruin all of my childhood memories.
Oh.
Dude, Tommy Thompson was awesome.
Tom Bailey.
Oh. No, he's a nice bloke.
So what? His wife was in the group, and then they broke up, and he kicked her out?
I mean, I don't know that it went down exactly that way, but they were romantically involved, and there were only three of them in the band. And you know... It had to be real weird for Joe Leeway, the third guy in the band, when that, you know.
Oh, Joe could handle himself.
I mean, he looked like he could handle himself. He had dreadlocks.
They'd probably let Joe watch.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you know the answer, but is it just him these days?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just Tom Bailey.
He doesn't need those other losers, John.
No, he was the brains and the voice behind
right,
the outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he doesn't need those guys.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. And you heard him. He crafts pop songs now.
Yeah, why haven't I heard you playing some of his new jams?
I'm a big fan of his new stuff.
What was that like for you?
Not seeing on tone. For me, personally, very enjoyable.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's why we don't do a ton of interviews, because you really enjoy talking to somebody that you're actually into, so...
Thank you.
I enjoyed listening to it. I'm gonna download all their new stuff. Forget the new Kanye and Kid Cudi.
Seriously.
I want Tommy Thompson's new pop stuff.
It's...
Listen to a lot of Thompson Twins this weekend. Think about you guys.
Oh, don't do that to your kids. Don't do that to other people's kids.
They're going to be calling their parents from Cocoa Beach. Go, this guy's making me listen to the Thompson Twins. New stuff, not even their old stuff.
What's up, Nancy? Welcome to Drew Graba Live.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, Andy was in Pretty in Pink. It was Samantha.
Oh, so I was right the first time.
Huh?
Because I said Samantha the first time, and then I second-guessed myself and said Andy, but
yeah,
now you're telling me it's Samantha.
Remember Samantha Davis Jr., Grandpa was, yeah.
So hold on one second.
It was Samantha.
Hold on one second. I'm looking. So don't second-guess yourself is what you're saying. I was right.
Don't second-guess. You were correct.
Samantha Baker.
Samantha Baker Davis Jr. or something like that.
All right. Always go with your first impulse.
Andy was Pretty in Pink.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that very much.
I got to set you straight, you know?
Oh, no, I know. I definitely appreciate. Did you enjoy the interview with Tom Bailey?
Oh, I love the Thompson Twins. Oh, my God, I love them.
That doesn't answer my question. Everyone.
Yes, I did.
Thank you. Did you love the interview with Tom? Yeah, I love the Thompson Twins. Your interview sucked.
You like our show today? I love my Kelta.
Right, exactly. Right, that's exactly it. I'm going to take that as a yes. It's not very often I will ask for an interview, and I asked for that one. Yep. Because I'm truly, they shaped my musical tastes.
He's a real player. So he kicks this Lana woman to the curb in 2004 and marries his next wife in 2004.
You know, sometimes you know when it's right.
He had plans.
You know this one, right? Lay Your Hands on Me.
Oh, this is a good
one,
yeah.
It's a sexy song.
Yeah.
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yeah. This.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. Hey, ma, ma, ma.
I didn't know they did this one.
Vacation's just around the corner. You know, so lay your hands on me.
Are there any words, or is this an instrumental Kenny G style?
Oh, this is Who Could It Be Now? Who could it be now? This one is good. It was on the Vice City soundtrack. Great video game.
No, that's Men at Work.
Oh, sorry.
They rock. We should talk to them.
I'd like to.
Yeah. From Canada, not Australia.
Where are the words?
Yeah, seriously.
Must be the long version.
What do you do during this?
Get to the verse.
Well, go back. I like that. There's a little Huey Lewis vibe in there.
There's no Huey Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm feeling right there.
Power was the cold and tired.
Yeah, kind of sat on the spot. So did he do all the singing?
Yeah.
What are they doing
backups. I see your face and sense the grace and feel the magic in your touch. Oh, lay your hands on me. Lay your hands.
So their biggest song ever was Hold Me Now. Yeah. So what was their second biggest song?
Probably Doctor, Doctor. Don't you goddamn it do it.
What's how does their doctor doctor go?
You know how their doctor doctor goes.
No, there's only one.
There's not only one.
You put a stop to our sing along.
I know.
With one look.
This is.
You say doctor doctor, go tell us the news.
You said you would come and dance with me.
Okay, so they only had one hit, is what you're saying.
No, this is doctor doctor. Dance with me. This was a hit. Across the sea.
No, this is the one you just played.
No, it's Hold Me Now.
No, put your hands on me, right?
Are these guys opening up the show?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yeah, that is a good one.
You too?
Yeah, me too.
You too. You want
to? No, it's the Thompson twins.
That's all she knows.
I hate the show so much. Drew Grab Alive, who are you?
Rock Lobster.
Drewson, it's Balls. How are you?
Hi, Balls. Please tell me at one point in time you owned a Thompson Twins cassette.
I have no idea what that is.
I rest my case, non-Thompson Twins people. What's up, dude?
Bro, to be honest with you, man, I really used to love to hate you, but now I really love to love you, bro.
Well, thank you.
Bro, your show's great, and
thank you.
I'm eating Popeye's chicken. I'm drinking Coors Light.
All right.
And
living that life.
I'm having a blast listening to you, bro. I really am. I'm having a blast.
Thank you, Balls. I'm glad you're enjoying it, man. Enjoy that. Wait, you get spicy Popeyes or regular?
Of course, no, spicy. It has to be spicy, bro. And I'm about to punch a hole in my wall.
Don't do it.
That's how happy I am right now.
I'm glad you're happy.
That's awesome, man.
I'm glad you're happy, but don't punch a hole in your wall. Just when you get to be my age, a little bit, like 20 years older than you are right now, if you make it there, those Popeyes fried chicken, that'll tear the living ass out of you. So you enjoy that while you can, because I can't eat it anymore.
You're not that much older than me, bro. Oh. That's the entire debacle of this entire thing, bro. You're not that much older than me, but you're well more squared away, and you're a greater person than I am, Drew.
That's not true, Balls. Yeah. We're all the same person. We just all do different things, man. Good to hear from you. Have yourself a great night, all right?
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Look how far we've come with Balls.
Hell yeah. Do a bump for us, big guy.
Well, let's keep him alive.
He's always been a good guy, right?
No.
He hasn't?
No. We got a little punchy with each other.
I've always been verbally. Very close with him. Yeah.
I love New York.
I like to go down to his apartment down Bradenton regularly, have a few Coronas, smoke a J.
I was by Bradenton today. I was seeing the folks at sunset, and I drove right by Bradenton.
Oh.
Drove on the Skyway, too. Ooh.
You get scared going up there, don't you?
Of course.
See? Okay, good.
Dude, there's a pit in your stomach when you cross that friggin' bridge.
I felt we walked the Brooklyn Bridge, and I thought I was going to have to turn around. It was my idea to go, and we got Phoebe's whole family, and we were walking up there, and I go, I can't do this.
Dude. I'm telling you, like, I don't get fear of heights that much, but at the very apex of the sunset, of the Skyway, I was like, this is terrifying.
Sign the petition to lower the bridge. I'm starting it.
No. And then I thought, like, the people who jump from that bridge suicidally, you got to have some courage to get up there and do that.
I get dizzy just thinking about going up there.
It's...
I got to get you back on there.
It's petrifying.
I'd go with you, John. You made me feel safe.
Thanks. Aww. Even when I stop at the top and park?
Wait, well, that little bit with Hoppy wasn't too fun, but...
You guys sing some Thompson Twins while you do it, and you had a fun time right there.
Oh, they got some great ones.
Pour some sugar on me. That's Def Leppard.
Oh.
Drew Grab Alive, hello.
Hey, it's July the 14th.
What do you say, July the
14th? July the 14th, yeah.
All right, what about July the 14th?
National Nude Day.
I'm sorry, National Nude Day?
Right. Oh. It's on the calendar. Google it if you don't believe it.
I know. I have no reason to disbelieve you. You have a voice that speaks of integrity. So are you going to celebrate that day?
Certainly.
How are you going to do that?
Huh?
I say...
Big news, wherever I can.
What do you say?
What are you working with there?
Cold.
What?
I've got a cold.
A cold. He's got a cold.
He's working with a cold. Working with a cold.
Yeah, no, but how's the hog? You know, is it something you like to show off?
For National Nude Day, are you going to wear some penis jewelry?
Well, I think we're going to get rid of all the terrorists, get rid of all the where they commit suicide, seeing a naked woman.
Hey, are you single? Because we've got a single gal looking for love.
She is in all the wrong places so far.
Yeah.
How's your skin tone? Single.
Oh, yeah, because she likes the homie hookup.
Yeah. No, not interested.
All right,
you look like you're from Hawaii.
Sorry, Micah, you and I got shot down by a guy with a cold and an Ethiopian lady today. Butch, what's up? Welcome to Drew Grabo Live. How you doing, Butch?
Hey, Drew, I'm doing good. Please tell those youngins that you're sitting with that the song that they're singing is by Robert Palmer. It's called Bad Case of Loving You, not Dr. Doctor. Straighten them up, man.
Have you not been listening? That's the Thompson Twins. We just had Tom Bailey on.
No, the song that you guys were singing when Drew was doing his was not called Doctor.
That's a great song, though.
Well, what's it called? Bad Case of Loving You?
Yes, sir.
And Robert Palmer was the vocalist for Power Station in the 80s, as well as his own outfit. He had Addicted to Love and et cetera.
But, yes. Great tunes.
Also had Bad Case of Loving You. Thank you. This is the one that you guys keep singing.
Oh, he's got some great ones, man. We got to try and get this guy on. Addicted to Love, Simply Irresistible.
Oh, I love Simply Irresistible.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Okay.
Yeah, he should try and do, like, maybe Tom Bailey should try and get in on this.
This is what I would want to hear on my ride home.
Hell yeah. Get ready.
At least they have words in this song.
Funky Town?
It's Doctor.
No.
Is this the Pen Pineapple song?
I have a pen. Oh, yeah. It's way better than that song you guys are singing.
I think the Pen Pineapple song samples this.
I saw you there. Just standing there. Hi, Dean. Welcome to Drew Grabo Live.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, do you remember the movie American Psycho?
Of course.
Remember the soundtrack when he... when he murdered that one guy who he was playing, I think it was Huey Lewis in the news.
Yeah, I'm sorry, did you say Huey Lewis in the news, sir?
Yes, I did. Did I mispronounce it?
No, that's just making sure you said the band that's my favorite band in the world. They do Power of Love and Heart and Soul and I Want a New Drug. Who is it?
This is Brett from Venice, Florida.
Oh, Brett from Venice. Yeah, what was the name of the band you were calling about?
Huey Lewis in the news. Yeah.
I've never heard anybody say it like that. Have you guys ever heard anybody say it?
Am I saying it wrong?
No. Are you saying the news or the nudes?
The N-E-W-S, the news.
Oh, okay. Say the band again, please.
Huey Lewis and the News.
Are you saying nudes or news? I can't tell.
News, like a newspaper.
Right, say the whole band name again.
Huey Lewis and the News.
I'm sorry. It's real hard for me to tell whether you're saying nudes or nudes. I hope you can understand. I'm not trying to mess with you.
Drew, it's my first time calling. I'm happy to get on the air and talk to you. Huey Lewis and the News.
And they're the band that did Stuck With You. And that scene, American Psycho, where he's like, this band, they did Sports and the album Four and blah, blah, blah. That one, right?
Yes, exactly.
And the name, I'm sorry, just one more time. The name of the band and the name of the front man and the name of the band, please. Sir?
Oh. Can't really push him so far, Drew.
He was saying Huey Lewis.
Huey.
You ever hear anybody say Huey Lewis before?
Maybe it's maybe like with the
regional
New York
dialect.
Yeah, you can't pronounce ooze.
You say, well, my dad's from New York and he says huge instead of huge, and we always used to think so that was pretty
Huey.
Funny.
Huey.
Have you heard anybody say Huey Lewis in the news before?
Huey.
I've never heard him say that before. Thank you, sir. I love you. 727-579-1025. He called for the first time and he'll never listen again.
I'm about to punch a hole in my wall. I love this show so much.
That's the balls method. I'm sure, John, you saw what was said about Jameis Winston today by an NFL analyst.
Oh, absolutely. Good to see that former Buccaneers have the pulse on the situation, the pulse of the situation. And more people are coming out. They can see what's really going on here.
What do you think about this, Seth?
Not good. Not good if you're a Jameis supporter. Perfect if you're John Senning.
So when we come back, a former Buccaneer and now noted NFL insider had some pointed words to say about Jameis that might make you think a little bit harder about this.
He's not well-liked in Tampa Bay.
You're right. He's not well-liked wherever he
not
goes.
Not Jameis, this guy.
No, this guy, right.
Well, Jameis too.
Not well-liked. Yeah. Right. He said something about Jameis Winston that may or may not be true, and it's going to start some conversations next on Drew Garabo Live. But let's talk about Tackle for a moment. This app that you can download for free on your phone, that I did download for free on my phone, T-A-K-L, is amazing. It can help you cross things off your to-do list by simply downloading the app. That is absolutely true. Find local background check providers to complete small jobs and chores around your home or office. You know how we keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, and then you get stressed out because you got all that garbage around your house that needs to be hauled away, or you got some cleaning that needs to be done? Tackle is so easy. You select a chore and a time. They offer over 400 pre-priced jobs and thousands of custom jobs. Find out what you need and request it now. Or if you're busy now, schedule it for a specific time. You can choose your provider, see who's available. Once you confirm, track and contact your provider as they head to your place. And then once a provider arrives, you can add additional chores at an agreed upon price. So it's not like you're locked into what you entered. They go, oh, you want to need this done? We'll do this. You need this done? Yeah. You accept the completed work. You pay and tip your provider through the app or the website. No cash, no checks needed. And every chore includes a Tackle guarantee. If you're not satisfied, their support team is available 7 days a week to assist you. Make your life easier by getting Tackle on your phone. T-A-K-L for Tackle. It'll improve your life. It'll get those chores done. And it's Tackle, T-A-K-L.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.